नमस्सर्वेभ्यः। अद्य तिङन्त प्रक्रिया पाठे प्रथमः वर्गः विषयप्रवेशः। आदौ मङ्गलश्लोकं पठामः। येनाक्षरसमाम्नायमधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः। वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनिं सूत्रकारञ्च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम्। तिङन्तप्रक्रिया इति अयं वर्गः। अस्य मुख्यमुद्देश्यं तिङन्तरूपाणां साधनं कथम् इति अवगमनम्। किं नाम तिङन्तम्? तिङ् अन्ते यस्य तत् तिङन्तम्। तिङ् इति प्रत्याहारः, तेन अष्टादशप्रत्ययाः अभिधीयन्ते। ते प्रत्ययाः यस्य शब्दस्वरूपस्य अन्ते दृश्यन्ते, ते शब्दाः तिङन्तशब्देन अभिधीयन्ते। सामान्यतः क्रियापदम् इति उच्यमानं तिङन्तम्। पठति, अपठत्, पठिष्यति, पठेत्, अपठिष्यत् इत्यादीनि रूपाणि दृश्यन्ते। कति तिङन्तरूपाणि सन्ति? यद्वयम् इदानीम् अध्येतुं प्रवृत्ताः। तिङन्तस्य प्रामुख्यं किम्? व्याकरणमते वाक्ये तिङन्तस्यैव प्राधान्यम्। आख्यातप्रधानः शाब्दबोधः इति उच्यते। भिन्नेषु शास्त्रेषु भिन्नानां शब्दानां प्राधान्यम् अङ्गीक्रियते। यथा तर्कमते प्रथमान्तः, प्रथमाविभक्त्यन्तस्य शब्दस्य प्राधान्यमिति, तथा व्याकरणमते तिङन्तमेव अत्यन्तं प्रधानम्। वाक्यं नाम किम् इति पृष्टेपि अन्ये वदेयुः, परसमूहः वाक्यम् इत्यादि। अस्माकं मते एकतिङ् वाक्यम्, यस्मिन् वाक्ये एकं तिङन्तमस्ति तदेव वाक्यम्। तिङन्तं विना वाक्यमेव न सम्भवति। तत्रापि ये अन्ये शब्दाः सन्ति वाक्येषु, तेपि क्रियान्विताः एव उच्यन्ते। कारकान्विता क्रिया वाक्यम्, क्रियापदं कारकैः सहितं वाक्यम् इति कथ्यते। अतः वाक्ये तिङन्तस्यैव प्राधान्यम्। तस्मिंश्च तिङन्ते प्रकृतिभागः अस्ति, प्रत्ययभागश्च अस्ति। तिङन्तस्य प्रकृतिः धातुः इति कथ्यते। तत्र धातुपाठः इत्येव धातूनाम् आवलिः विद्यते। तत्र प्रायः 2000 धातवः विद्यन्ते। इट् इस् अन् अप्राक्सिमेट् नम्बर् बिकास् द नम्बर् आफ् धातुस् वेरीस् इन् डिफरेण्ट् पाठस्। प्रायेण 2000 धातवः, केवलधातवः इति कथ्यन्ते। एतेषां धातूनां कति रूपाणि भवेयुः? सर्वे जानीयुः, 10 लकाराः सन्ति। लट्, लिट् इत्यादयः कालवाचकाः, भाववाचकाश्च 10 लकाराः। प्रतिलकारं न्यूनातिन्यूनं 9 रूपाणि भवन्ति प्रत्येकं धातोः। कर्तरिप्रयोगे यदि परस्मैपदी अथवा आत्मनेपदी धातुः तर्हि 9 रूपाणि, यदि उभयपदी धातुः तर्हि 18 रूपाणि भवन्ति। क्वचित् एतद् अपेक्षया अधिकमपि सम्भवति, प्रायेण एतावत्। सो 10 × 9 = 90 × 2000, विच् इस् 180,000 फार्म्स्। उभयपदी धातूनामपि परिगणनं क्रियते चेत् लक्षद्वयाद् अधिकानि रूपाणि सम्भवन्ति केवल धातूनां कर्तरि प्रयोगे एव. ओके, जस्ट इन एक्टिव वॉइस इन से पठति पठतः पठन्ति तादृशानि रूपाणि मोर देन 200,000. पुनः कर्मणि अथवा भावे प्रयोगे तावन्त्येव रूपाणि. सो ऑल लकारस कैन ईदर बी इन कर्तरि और कर्मणि. यू हैव द एक्टिव वॉइस एंड द पैसिव. सो अगेन यू हैव द सेम नंबर एडेड टू. तत्र पुनः धातुभ्यः केचन प्रत्ययाः योज्यन्ते, सन्निच् यङ् इत्यादयः. यथा पठति पठितुम् इच्छति, पिपठिषति पिपठिषति इत्यत्र सन्नन्तः सः पुनः धातुः. निच् पठति पाठयति, पाठयति पाठयतः पाठयन्ति इति पुनः रूपाणि भवन्ति. एवं यङादीन्यपि सन्ति. सो देर् आर् मेनी प्रत्ययास् विच् आर् एडेड् टु द धातुस् and the resultant is again a dhatu. For these dhatus you have the same number of forms which we saw earlier. Okay, evam asankhyani tinganta rupani. It is impossible to give a number of tinganta rupas because it is not just these. You also have a category called nama dhatus. From nama padas you can derive dhatus, and those dhatus again have forms in all lakaras, etc. So it's literally an infinite number of forms that we are trying to study. So how do we study them? Is it actually possible? Yes, obviously. It is Panini provides for the derivation of all these forms in the Ashtadhyayi. So what are the number of sutras which give so many forms? Any idea? Ashtadhyayi has around 4,000 sutras. So of these, what is an estimate of the number of sutras which might be required for tingantas? Okay. Yeah. So some people, if you have looked at some of your reference books, which I told, yeah. So, 672, plus there are some which are required for the Pratyaya part. She gives only the Prakriti part. I'll come to it later. We are going to study through a method which was pioneered by Dr. Pushpa Dikshit. So, she gives the number of sutras which are required for Tinganta Prakriya as just 672. So that is for the Prakriti part. If you include those for the Pratyayas, there is hardly more than 800. With that, Panini defines the derivation of all the Tinganta forms. Okay. So that is what we are trying to study in this class. How to derive Tingantas as given in the Ashtadhyayi, following the Krama of the Ashtadhyayi. So before we start with the actual prakriya or even the sutras, a small background on Ashtadhyayi, on how we have been studying Paniniya Vyakarana over the years. Okay. So some of these, if you have been studying Vyakarana for some time, any time, you should be knowing all of these. It's just state it as a quick recap of what you already know. So Paniniya Parampara. अस्माकं व्याकरणपरम्परा आरभ्यते महर्षिणा पाणिनिना. पाणिनेः कृतिपञ्चकं विद्यते. तत्र अत्यन्तं प्रमुखव्याकरणपरम्परायाः मूलभूतम् अस्ति अष्टाध्यायी, अष्टानाम् अध्यायानां समाहारः. यथा नाम्ना उच्यते, अष्टाध्याय्याम् अष्टौ अध्यायाः सन्ति. प्रत्यध्यायं चत्वारः पादाः, आहत्य द्वात्रिंशत् पादाः ग्रन्थे, प्रायः चतुस्सहस्रं सूत्राणि. अष्टाध्याय्यां किमस्ति इति पश्यामश्चेत्, सूत्रपाठः, केवलं सूत्राणि उच्यन्ते. वृद्धिरादैच् अदेङ्गुणः, इकोगुणवृद्धि, न धातुलोपधा अर्धधातुके इत्यादि रीत्या सूत्राणां पाठः एव दृश्यते, सूत्राणां अर्थः न दीयते, उदाहरणानि न दीयन्ते, किमपि नास्ति, केवलं सूत्रपाठः एव। तत्र सूत्राणां निबन्धनं कथम् इति चेत् प्रकरणशः निबन्धानि सूत्राणि, एकैकं प्रकरणमधिकृत्य तत्सम्बद्धानि सर्वाणि सूत्राणि एकत्र स्थापितानि महर्षिणा पाणिनिना। यथा इत्थं ज्ञा इति एकं प्रकरणमस्ति चेत् तत्सम्बद्धानि अष्टौ वा नव वा सूत्राणि एकत्र दृश्यन्ते, एवं नत्वप्रकरणं शत्वप्रकरणम् इत्यादि। अष्टाध्याय्यां सूत्रक्रमस्य महत्प्राधान्यं विद्यते। द होल् वर्किङ्ग् आफ् द अष्टाध्यायी डिपेण्ड्स् आन् इट्स् क्रम, ओके, द आर्डर् आफ् सूत्रास् विदिन् द अष्टाध्यायी, बिकास् एस् वी विल् सी लेटर् वन् आफ् द मेन् आब्जेक्ट्स् आफ् पाणिनि इन् कम्पोसिङ्ग् द सूत्रास् वास् compression of information, that is to put information across in as little or as few words as possible. For this he adopts quite a few techniques. The first among them is anuvrittihi. Ekasmin sutre yat padam asti tad agrima sutre api svikriyate tad arthakaranaya, sa anuvrittihi iti kathyate. Evameva adhikaraha, बहुषु सूत्रेषु एकमेव पदमपेक्ष्यते चेत् अधिकाररूपेण दीयते। असिद्धत्वं, परत्वं, पूर्वत्वम् इत्यादीनि बहुविधानि अष्टाध्याय्याम् अतिप्रमुखाणि तन्त्राणि विद्यन्ते। वि विल् सी अबौट् आल् दीस् लेटर्। इफ् देर् आर् देर् इस् एनिबडि हियर् हू इस् नाट् फेमिलियर् वित् दिस् टर्म्स्, डोण्ट् वरि, वि विल् कम् टु दीस् अगेन्। सो दीस् आर् आल् द मेन्, all these techniques depend fully on the order of the ashtadhyayi, right, to decide if there is a conflict which sutra to apply. We look at the number of sutras, which comes later, which comes earlier, etc. To understand the sutra we need to know the earlier sutras, etc. So because of these, his criteria for creating sutras, one is to put related sutras together. The second is to bring all these, bring a compression of knowledge. For this, the sutra krama is not according to prakriya. That is not what we would like to see if we are trying to derive a form. So it depends completely on prakarana and on things like anuvritti and adhikara. So ashtadhyayi is a self-complete text of grammar. That is, it contains its own technical terms as samyas. It contains rules which tell how to interpret ashtadhyayi as paribhashas. So it is actually self-complete. But for a beginner or for anybody, it is almost impossible to understand ashtadhyayi without other help. So for this, we have the vartikas and the bhashya. वार्तिककारः वररुचिः अथवा कात्यायनः एवं महाभाष्यं कर्ता पतञ्जलिः। दीस् आर् द अर्लियेस्ट् व्याख्यानास् आन् द अष्टाध्यायी, विच् ट्रै टु इण्टर्प्रिट् द रूल्स् आफ् अष्टाध्यायी, ट्रै टु डिसैड् वाट् आर् द एक्साम्पल्स् फार् ईच् सूत्र, हौ अ सूत्र आपरेट्स् एट्सेट्रा। सो द महाभाष्य हेस् मेनी अदर् कमेण्टरीस्, which the Udyot Pradipa by Kayyata, the Udyota by Nagesha, Shabda Kaustubha by Bhattoji Dikshita, Deepika by Bhartahari, etc. So these three are the main granthas which we treat as Pramana in Vyakarana. Munitrayam of Vyakarana is Panini, Katyayana and Patanjali. Okay. Vakyakaram Vararuchim, Bhashyakaram Patanjalim, Paninim Sutrakarancha Pranatosmi Munitrayam, was what we chanted in the Mangala. Tatrapi yathottaram muninam pramanyam ityasti. So what the Bhashyakara says is pramanam in interpreting any sutra. Okay. So these are the granthas. The other granthas which came in the Paniniya Parampara include the Vakyapadiya by Bhartahari. There is also the most popular Kashika Vritti. A Vritti Grantha is a text which tries to give the meaning and examples for sutra. Ashtadhyayaha sutranam arthaha udaharanani. Uvayam diyate vritti granthe tatratyantam prasiddha asti kashika vrittihi vamanadayadityabhyam rachita. Tatra padamanjari nyasaha iti vyakhyadvayam api bahu prasiddham asti. Vaiyakarana siddhanta kaumudi Bhattoji Dikshitena Virachita. So most of you would have been exposed, I guess, to a study of at least a part of the Siddhanta Kaumudi. It is one of the most important texts which is being studied today in beginning Vyakarana. So tasya bahvyaha vyakhyaha santi. Bala Manorama Tattva Bodhini iti vyakhya dvayam. Praudha Manorama iti Swayam Bhattoji Dikshitena Virachita. నాగేశ భట్టేన విరచిత లఘు శబ్దేంద్ర శేఖరః బృహత్ శబ్దేంద్ర శేఖరః ఇది వ్యాఖ్యాద్వయం చ. వి ఆల్సో హావ్ అదర్ ఇండిపెండెంట్ గ్రంథాస్ ఇన్ వ్యాకరణ లైక్ పరిభాషేంద్ర శేఖర లఘు మంజూష భూషణ సార ఎట్సెట్రా. సో ఫర్ అస్ హౌ ఆర్ వి స్టడీయింగ్ వ్యాకరణ వ్యాకరణ అధ్యయనం కథం క్రియతే ఇది పశ్యామశ్చేత్ అత పరంపరాద్వయం దృశ్యతే వ్యాకరణ అధ్యయనే. ప్రాచీన పరంపరా ఇది యా కథ్యతే తత్ర అష్టాధ్యాయి ప్రథమావృత్తి వస్తుత ఆధునిక గ్రంథ అష్టాధ్యాయి కాశిక మహాభాష్యం ఇది తేషాం క్రమ. ఆదౌ అష్టాధ్యాయ్యా సూత్రాణి కంఠస్థీక్రియంతే తత కాశిక ప్రారంభాదారభ్య అధీయతే ఏవం మహాభాష్యం. బోత్ కాశిక అండ్ మహాభాష్య ఆర్ గ్రంథస్ విచ్ ఆర్ ఇన్ ద సేమ్ ఆర్డర్ అస్ ద అష్టాధ్యాయి. That is the same, the order of the sutras is the same. You start with Ruttiradait and go on in the same order. So that is how Ashtadhyayi was being studied till probably 17th century. Okay. Ashtadhyayi kramenaiva adhyayanam atyantam prasiddham asit paniniya paramparayam. Adhyapi praya uttara bharate mahushu gurukuleshu iyam paddhatihi drishyate. Kintu ప్రాయణ భారతే అద్య దృశ్యమానం నవ్య పరంపరా ఇది కథ్యతే తత్ర కథమధ్యయనం లఘు సిద్ధాంతకౌముదీ తత సిద్ధాంతకౌముదీ తద్వ్యాఖ్యా గ్రంథ ప్రౌఢ మనోరమ లఘు శబ్దేంద్ర శేఖర అంతే మహాభాష్యం అధీయతే. ప్రాయ సర్వత్ర అతి జనప్రియ అయం పరంపరా భారతే విశిష్య విశ్వవిద్యాలయేషు అన్యత్ర యత్ర పఠ్యతే ప్రాయణ కౌముదీమారభ్య ఏవ పాఠః. కహ భేద నవ్య పరంపరాయా ప్రాచీన పరంపరాయాశ్చ. సిద్ధాంత కౌముదీ యది దృశ్యతే తర్హి తత్ర సూత్ర క్రమ భిన్న. అష్టాధ్యాయ్యాం యా పరంపరా యా సూత్ర క్రమ దృశ్యతే కౌముద్యాం సహ క్రమ నాస్తి. ప్రక్రియా జ్ఞానం యథా భవేత్ తథా సూత్రాణి యోజితాని కౌముదీ గ్రంథే. కిమర్థం ఇది పశ్యామశ్చేత్ కిమర్థం సూత్రాణాం క్రమ పరివర్తితః వై అ రీఆర్డరింగ్ ఆఫ్ ద సూత్రాస్ దట్ ఈస్ అట్ ద బేస్ ఆఫ్ వాట్ వి కాల్ ద నవ్య పరంపర. ఇఫ్ యు లుక్ ఎట్ సే ఎనీ సింపుల్ ప్రక్రియ అష్టాధ్యాయీ క్రమేణ అధ్యయనే సూత్రజ్ఞానం సమ్యక్ భవతి కింటు ప్రక్రియాజ్ఞానే క్లేశః దృశ్యతే. విశిష్య యే ఆరంభతః పఠంతి బాలాః తేషాం అష్టాధ్యాయీ క్రమే ప్రక్రియాజ్ఞానే క్లేశః స్యాత్. కిమర్థం రామః ఇది ఏకం రూపమస్తి ద సింప్లెస్ట్ నామపద రామః. సో హౌ డు వి డిరైవ్ దిస్ ఇఫ్ యు గో టు ద రూట్ రముక్రీడాయాం ఇది ధాతుః ద ధాతు ఇస్ రమ తస్మాత్ ఘైన్ ఇది ఏకః ప్రత్యయః క్రియతే అకర్తరిచ కారక సంజ్ఞాయాం ఇది సూత్రేణ తతః తత్ర ఇత్సంయకస్య లోపః. డోంట్ వరీ, ద ఓన్లీ పాయింట్ విచ్ ఐ వాంట్ యూ టు నోట్ ఇన్ దిస్ ప్రక్రియా ఇస్ ద నంబర్స్ ఆఫ్ ద సూత్రస్. ఓకే, విచ్ సూత్ర డజంట్ మ్యాటర్ ఫర్ నౌ. సో దెర్ ఇస్ భూవాదయో ధాతవః విచ్ ఇస్ 131. సో దట్ ఇస్ ఫర్ దోస్ హు ఆర్ నాట్ ఫెమిలియర్ విత్ దిస్ వన్. ద ఫస్ట్ నంబర్ ఆల్వేస్ ఇండికేట్స్ ద చాప్టర్ నంబర్ ఇన్ ద అష్టాధ్యాయి. ఇట్ ఇస్ ద ఫస్ట్ చాప్టర్. So the next second number indicates the pada, it is the third pada, and the third one indicates the sutra number. So this is the first sutra and the third pada of the first chapter. Right? So then there is Ghai, which is given by 3.3.19, the Sutta in the third chapter. Then you remove some letters there. And then we do Vriddhi. The R becomes Rama. Rama. So Vriddhi, the seventh chapter. Then there is a Pratipadika Samnya which is given to the word Rama. Then we add a Pratyaya called Su, fourth chapter. Then again we remove some letters. Then we convert this Su to R by Sasajushoruhu, which is in the eighth chapter. And again the Repha is converted to Visarga. The Sutra is again in the 8.3. So from 1.1, from the first chapter till the 8th chapter, sutras from almost everywhere are used in creating a number, in creating a form, a particular form. So, for deriving any form which is used in loka, you need a jnana of almost everything in the Ashtadhyayi. Sampurnayaha Ashtadhyayaha jnanam asti chedeva, evam prakriya nirvahaha kartum shakyate. Ataha kim krutam navya paramparayam sutranam kramaha parivartitaha. So people tried rearranging the sutras to help in easy learning of prakriya, of how we derive subantas or tingantas or whatever. So Siddhanta Kaumudi was not the first attempt in reordering. So we have earlier attempts. There was Prakriya Kaumudi by Ramabhadra Dikshita. As the name suggests, it is for Prakriya. There was also Rupavataraha by Dharma Kirti. These were texts which were earlier to Kaumudi. But the most famous Grantha in this has been Vayakarana Siddhanta Kaumudi of Bhattoji Dikshita. Okay. So the speciality of Siddhanta Kaumudi is that it contains all sutras of the Ashtadhyayi. Even though the order is changed, it contains all sutras of the Ashtadhyayi in different prakaranas according to prakriya. You first have the Samya Prakarana, Paribhasha Prakarana, then the Panchasandhi Prakarana, which will help you to learn the Sandhis. Then you have the Shabdadhikara, which is for Subanta forms. Then you have Stri Pratyayas, Karakas, then Samasa, Taddhita, Tinganta, finally Kridantas. Okay. So according to this, Dikshitar changes the order of sutras and gives it. So there is also compressed version of the Siddhanta Kaumudi, which is the Labha Siddhanta Kaumudi by Varada Raja. Which gives not all, but a selection of the important sutras from the Siddhanta Kaumudi. So the sutrartha will almost be the same and examples to help an even, a complete beginner in Vyakarana. These two are the texts which are studied primarily as the beginning texts of grammar today. So there are other versions of the Kaumudi like Madhya Siddhanta Kaumudi or Sara Siddhanta Kaumudi. So this is what is being studied today as beginning. So there is a question here. Is it true that the Vaidika Prakriya at the end was added by someone other than Bhattoji Dikshitar? I don't think so. I have never heard of such a view, and it has been claimed in many places that the speciality of Siddhanta Kaumudi is that it deals with all sutras of the Ashtadhyayi. So I don't see any reason why Bhattoji Dikshitar would leave out Vaidika sutras. He puts them at the end, I mean collects them together and puts them at the end, but I do not think he would leave that out. But as far as I know, no. I mean, the entire Kaumudi was by Dikshitar. So, Siddhanta Kaumudi has many advantages. Okay, that is why it has been accepted almost worldwide. Right? For a beginner, it gives a very good introduction into the Paninian system. It defines some of the important terms and then it defines the paribhashas, how to interpret the rules, and then things which are extremely required for prayoga, like say learning sandhis first and then learning the shabdas, etc. And the sutrartha of Bhattoji Dikshita are incomparable. Extremely, I mean, only when we read a grantha like the Mahabhashya do we understand how well Bhattoji Dikshitar has phrased his Sutrartham. It is amazing. I mean, he puts in all the discussion at the Mahabhashya, he distills and puts in a sentence or a phrase. So it's a very good text for beginners. Yet, we find that there are some, you know, what we call disadvantages in studying entirely through the Kaumudi Krama without having the Ashtadhyayi. The problem today is not Kaumudi. It is that Kaumudi has been taken leaving the Ashtadhyayi. Like, even me, when I studied, it was mostly, I mean, we studied through the Kaumudi, we hardly ever looked at the Ashtadhyayi or the Krama of the Ashtadhyayi. The numbers next to the sutras were just numbers without any context. Okay? So that has been the main disadvantage in learning in the Kaumudi Krama. Ashtadhyayi Kramasya Jnanam na Jayate. Yatha Kaumudyam Sutrani Dattani Tathaiva Adhiyante. Tasya Sutrasya Ashtadhyayam kim sthanam, tasya sthanasya kim pramukhyam iti na jnayate asmabhihi. Adhikarasya anuvrutteheva avagamanam na bhavati. Itha halantyam iti prathamam sutramasti. Upadeshe antyam halityat iti dikshitehi sutrartha hadiyate asmabhihi tadavagatye agregamyate. Tatham esha sutrartha labdhaha atra ka anuvruttihi ityadi. Kaumudi Kramena Samyak na Jnayate. Adhikarahava Anuvrittihiva. Etesham Avaganamanam Nabhavati. Sutrasya Sampurna Jnanam. Siddhanta Kaumudyam Kim Bhavati. Yatra Tasya Sutrasya Prathamam Prayojanam Drishyate. Tatra Tat Sutram Nibadhyate. Vishishya Udaharanartham Tinganta Prakarane Pashyamaha. Ekasmin Sutre Bahuni Padani Diyante. Yatha Athava Namapada Prakaraneva, Paddanomasran Nishasan Doshan Yashan Yakan Shakan Udan Nasan Chaspratishu Ityanena Adeshaha Diyante. So Yatra Tasya Prathamam Prayojanam Drishyate Tatraiva Tatsutram Diyate, Tatra Pada Shabdasya Padadeshaha Iti. Sutre Anya Shabdaha Santi, Desham Vishaye Purnataha Jnanam Na Praptyate. Tatra Pitingante Eta Pashyamaha. Bahunam dhatunam ekam karyam yatra uchyate tatra prathamasya dhatoho jnanam eva bhavati anyesham dhatunam vishishya jnanam na sambhavati kaumudi kramena adhyayane. Because we are not studying a sutra completely, we are only studying the context in which the sutra occurs in the prakriya. So we understand what that sutra does for that prakriya and do not understand what is the role of that sutra as a whole. So these are some of the disadvantages of Ashtadhyayi. Yet, because it is such a useful text at the beginner level, we see that it has been accepted everywhere. Okay. So there is a question here which is very important. So the question is, so in Navya Parampara, is it necessary to memorize the Bhattoji Vyakhya? That is the Sutrartha along with the Sutras. Yes, that is the problem. Because without a Sutrartha, we cannot understand a Sutra in the Navya Parampara. Because it is out of the context. If we learn the Ashtadhyayi, because we know the previous Sutras, we know the Anuvritti, we can understand the Sutra from the context. Since the context is removed, rather the sutra is removed from its context, if we don't have the sutra, we cannot understand the sutra. That is the main issue with studying through the Kaumudi Krama. Unless you have the sutra, you know the sutra and you know the sutra, then only you can understand the sutra. If you just read a sutra as it is in the Siddhanta Kaumudi, it is almost impossible to understand it. So, Kaumudyam Tinganta Prakaranam Kathamadhiyate Iti Adau Pashyamaha. Bhadiganadarabhya Suradi Paryantam Prakaranani Santi. So, it starts with Bhadi Prakaranam, Adadi Prakaranam, etc. There are 10 Ganas of Dhatus. So, for each Gana, there is a Prakarana. Pratiganam Dhatu Patakramena Dhatu Rupa Siddhihi. So in each prakarana, he takes one dhatu. Say the first dhatu is Bhusattaya. And for that dhatu, he will there is prakriya siddhi for all the forms of that particular dhatu. Okay. So lat, lit, lut, lut, lot, lung, vidhiling, ashirling, lung, lung. So this is the order of lakaras which is followed. So in this order we learn the forms of each dhatu. Say first bhudhatoho lat lakare katham rupani siddhyanti, anantaram lit lakare katham, lut lakare katham, ityadi. Tattat prakriyartham upayuktani sutrani vyakhyatani. So where a sutra is needed for the first time, he puts it and derives that particular prakriya. And also as we go on, whatever is the special rule required for that particular dhatu, only that is taken up. Okay. So the krama which I am following, or we are following in this course, is not the krama of the Siddhanta Kaumudi. Okay. So the krama that we are going to follow is one which is, I mean, it is not, it is probably wrong to say that it is the method of Dr. Pushpa Dikshit, but she is the one who has pioneered the use of this method now. It is actually the krama of the Ashtadhyayi. Okay? The main reliance is on the Ashtadhyayi. Okay? So there is a text called Ashtadhyayi Sahaja Vodha which she herself has written. So the main difference, the main shift in paradigm in learning the prakriya is we learn not according to the dhatus. That is, we don't take dhatus one by one and study them. Instead, we study according to the lakara. That is, we take one lakara and learn the forms of all dhatus in that particular lakara. So if you take lat lakara, so there is everything, first gana, first to tenth, probably not in the krama of 1, 2, 3, 4, but according to some other krama, we study it according to the lakara. Okay. So why this is happened? This is what is very important in understanding. What happens in when we study, if you look at the krama which is given here, lat, lit, lut, lut, lot, etc. What is this krama? This is nothing but the akaradikrama. You see, lat is a, e, u, r, l. Again, a, e, u, r. Okay. So, the swara, according to the swara krama, these lakaras have been arranged and there is no relation between the lakara. That is, if you take lat lakara and if you take lit lakara, the forms are as different from each other as possible. Say, you study bhavati and then we study vabhuva. Like there is absolutely no relation. There is a no sutra which repeats in the prakriya between bhavati and babhuva. Again, lut is completely different. Lit is completely different. So, her point is it is more natural to study lakaras which are related. So, if you say, if you take bhavati, bhavatu, abhavat and bhavet, you see that they are almost the same. Say bhavati and bhavatu and abhavat, that bhava is a common factor. So, we derive that bhava by a particular thing. So, it is easier to study related lakaras together rather than studying in the krama of the lakaras there. Okay? So, that is why there are two major sections to studying tingantas by this method. One is what we call the sarvadhatuka khanda and the other what we call the ardhadhatuka khanda. So, in the first part, we study five lakaras, lat, lot, lung, vidhiling and late. In the second section, we study the other six lakaras. Lit, lut, lit, ashirling, lung and rung. Okay. So, the main emphasis in this method is Ashtadhyayi Prakarana wise. That is how Panini wrote it. That is, learn each Prakarana. Say, if you take Itsamya Prakarana, so take the entire Prakarana and understand the Prakarana as a whole. So that wherever we go, we know what is it from here. Okay. Define it completely and then move ahead. Okay. So, and then there is also a change. So, the first major change is in the change of the order of the lakaras. The second major change is in the change of the order of the dhatus. Okay. The dhatu patha, which is given in the order of the final letter. Okay. If you look at the dhatu patha, which is the Paniniya Dhatu Patha, the order of dhatus it follows a particular order. You have Atmanepadis together, you have Parasmaipadis together, based on the ending letter. You have Savarganta, Kavarganta, etc. But the Dhatupatha, in case of studying it in this way, it depends on the final letter. If it is a Ajanta, if the dhatu ends in Ach, that is a vowel, we look at the final word. If it is a Halantya, we look at the Upadha. So there is a different order of dhatus. There are certain categories of dhatus. So we study dhatus in that particular categories, and we study one lakara at a time, so that we can understand the entire lakara for all dhatus together. Okay. So those are the salient features of the krama which we are studying. Why we study it in this way, or why I wanted to teach it this way, is because, well, I studied Tingantas first in the Kaumudi krama. Okay, that is how I did not even know that a different krama could exist at that time. So we studied according to the Kaumudi as it is, like Bhadi, Adadi, etc. So even at the end of it, I found that I was not very good at Tingantas. I did not feel it till Samasas. Till the end of Samasas, the Kaumudi krama was fine. I mean, once you finish a prakarana, the understanding of the prakarana was fine. But it was in Tingantas that I personally felt the first major challenge. Even after studying everything that was in the Kaumudi, I was not good at the prakarana. I could not give the prakriya for many of the dhatus, or something which was not given other than a few major dhatus. If I was asked for the prakriya of something else, I was unable to give it. There was no, in the brain there was no, it didn't come together to make me feel that I had actually understood the prakarana. So it was only much later, after I studied many of the advanced granthas, that I had a chance of attending a workshop by Dr. Pushpa Dikshit. She is a retired lecturer who is in Bilaspur. Okay, she has an institution there called the Panini Ashrotha Samsthan. So she gave a workshop, it was just 15 days of workshop. She did the entire Tingantha Prakarana in that 15 days. Okay? It was a super fast workshop, but still, at the end of those 15 days, I knew much more about Tingantha Prakarana than what I had spent around more than 2 years in studying the Siddhanta Kaumudi. Just the Tingantha Prakarana had taken more than 2 years. And in those 15 days, it was not learning it anew. It was just knowing how to put it together to actually understand and retain it. What is the order in which, if we study it, you can actually remember those and apply those to actually derive the thing answers. That was the major factor which left me, everybody who left who attended the workshop, spellbound. Because, the learning in this method, relying on the Ashtadhyayi, just looking at the Ashtadhyayi, it is so easy to understand what is happening there. Okay, once you put the sutra into its context in the Ashtadhyayi, you just read the 10 sutras and it's very obvious what the sutras are saying. Okay. The same sutra, if you take it out, it becomes almost impossible to understand where all it applies, why and how. Okay. So it was because I found the method so easy. After that, I have again tried studying it in both ways. I have tried to see how it is in the Kaumudi or the Ashtadhyayi krama. I thought for a long time on which, there was many of students who were asking for Tingantha Prakriya. So I myself was very confused, because the parampara in which I studied was the Kaumudi parampara. This was something new, but yet I thought I should do this because I found it very useful. And I am sure that you will also find it very useful if you put in a bit of effort. This course is not going to be a one-way lecturing course, because Tingantha Prakriya does not work that way. Okay, it will require work from your side, basically practice. There is not much to be learnt here, as in there is no difficulty in understanding the things. Say if you go to some things like Karaka or Samasa, understanding what the sutra says and this is difficult, but here it is mostly application oriented. So what we are going to do in this course is, we are going to study and then we are going to work on it. Okay, there will be lot of exercises. If you make the time, and if you take the time and effort to work on those exercises, I'm sure that Tingantha Prakarana will be very, very easy for all of you. So the main books we are going to, okay, sorry, before that there are a few questions. Is late covered in Siddhanta Kaumudi as a separate Lakara or just under Vaidika Prakarana? Yes, in the Siddhanta Kaumudi, late Lakara comes under the Vaidika Prakarana. Because late is a Lakara which is used only in the Vedas, so he does not include it in the Tingantha Prakarana. I mean, there are only 10 Lakaras, excluding late, which are dealt with in the Tingantha Prakarana. We study about late only in the Vaidika Prakarana. And since Vaidika Prakarana is mostly not studied, we all end up not studying the late Lakara. The Pushpa Dikshit, her emphasis is that late is like any other Lakara, and she derives the forms of late Lakara along with the other Lakaras. Okay. So for each Dhatu, yeah, she gives the ways for deriving for late Lakara all forms for all Dhatus. So yeah, there is one more comment which says that the Sutrartha is very cryptic in the Siddhanta Kaumudi or the Laghu Siddhanta Kaumudi. Yeah, so yeah, that is because Dikshita put so much into his Sutrartha. Dikshita Sutrartha is not just a simple artha of the Sutra. It has so much more. That is why the Sutrarthas are very valued. But that is also why, yes, at the first instance they may seem a bit difficult, because he makes them very precise and very correct. Okay. So yeah, coming to the books which we are referring for this, the main book which we will be referring to is the Ashtadhyayi. Okay, that is one book which you should have. There is one book called Ashtadhyayi Sutra Pathaha Prakarana Nirdesha Samanvitaha, which is by Dr. Putra Pushpa Dikshit, which has been published by the Samskrita Bharati. I think it is available in most Samskrita Bharati stores. So the speciality of this Ashtadhyayi, or this edition of the Ashtadhyayi, is that she gives the subheadings for each Ashtadhyayi. As in the Ashtadhyayi, just give me a second, I'll show you a file. One second, please. Sorry, I don't have the file in my computer right now, but I'll share the file with all of you. That file has two features. One is each prakarana, say if there are 9 sutras for Itsamya, she heads it as Itsamya Prakaranam. And then say Ardhadhatuka Prakaranam, Dvitva Prakaranam, Shatva Prakaranam, etc. Since each thing is comes with a heading, even while you are reading the Ashtadhyayi, I mean, just looking at the Ashtadhyayi, you will be able to understand what exactly the sutras are related to. Okay. So, there is a file. I mean, I have a soft copy in which there is in this book. I'll come to that later. So first, some people say that it is not available in the Chennai Samskrita Bharati. Maybe. So then, I mean, it is. I'll find out if it is available or where. It is available. I know it is available in Aksharam in the Bangalore thing. It is available in the Delhi one. So that's where it's published. It is also available online. I mean, I saw and they say it is available online through the website of Samskrita Bharati. You can check it out from there. It is not Lakara Sarani. Lakara Sarani is a different book from the same author. There is Ashtadhyayi Sahaja Bodha is again different. Okay. I am told that it is not available in Chennai or Delhi. Very surprising. But yeah, I mean, those books have been very popular, so maybe they have. No. Pratibha Prakashan has published only the this one. Okay, one second. Why am I unable to unmute? Okay, so a person says that it is available in Jayalakshmi store in Mylapore. Okay, you can check out Jayalakshmi. Okay, but for now, if it is not available, don't worry. Try to get it. It's a very good book. There's also one more good edition of the Ashtadhyayi, which has the Anuvrittis marked in bold. Okay. So, that is also possible. For now, I mean, for this Prakarana, what I will do is, I will share a soft copy of Ashtadhyayi, which is with me. It has a list of all sutras. So, the sutras which are required for Tingantha Prakarana have been highlighted. I wanted to show you the file, but I don't have it in my system right now. So, I'll share it with you on the Pathashala. Just use that file. So, it has the Prakaranas labeled from her book. I mean, I labeled it from her book only for those sutras which are connected with Tinganthas. Okay, with what we are going to do, the sutras are all highlighted and they are labeled with Prakaranas. So, for now, you can use that. Let us see. I mean, I'll try to find out more about where this particular book is available. Okay. So there is one more book by the same author, which is called the Prakriyanusara Paniniya Dhatu Patha. So a Dhatu Patha, according to what is for the Prakriya. I mean, she has divided the dhatus into different groups based on how they act or how they are affected. So that is another text which will be useful. So if you can't find it, again, I'm trying to get a soft copy of this, as in make a soft copy of this. So both Ashtadhyayi and Dhatu Patha, whatever is required for us, we will have as a soft copy. Wherever possible, if you find the book, do buy it because they are useful. There are other books by the author like Tingantha Kosha, there are Tinkrit Kosha, and those, they are all useful as references. But I will not be using any of them directly in this course. Okay, so you have Paniniya Moola Dhatu Patha is always useful, but the Tingantha Kosha or the Lakara Sarani or whatever, I am not directly using it. The book I am using for my reference is the Ashtadhyayi Sahaja Bodha, the parts 1 and 2. Okay, part 1 deals with the Sarvadhatuka Khanda and part 2 with the Ardhadhatuka Khanda. I don't know if this is available because even when I bought it, it was not easily available. And you don't actually require it. Don't worry if you do not get it. It's a reference book. It is actually a book which is in Hindi. It is meant for self-study. I mean, people are supposed to read it and understand it by themselves. So, but we are going to cover everything which is there. Almost everything which is there. It is published by Pratibha Prakashan. The publication references for these are given in the website. So if you find those books, buy them. If not, it's okay. I mean, at least as far as this class is concerned, it's okay. Because most of the material which I am using will be in the form of slides. And I'll upload the PDFs and whatever documents which are required supporting like Dashtadhyayi or Dhatu Patha, I'll share with you when the Pathashala. So please download them and use them. Other than that, there is no book which I will be following. Just like the Siddhanta Kaumudi, we might refer for some sutrarthas, some cases, but mostly we will be relying on the Ashtadhyayi. Okay. So are there any questions, other questions with regarding to the course? There was one more question which quite a few people asked me before the course. What is the level of Vyakarana Jnana which I expect from students of the course? Not much, actually. I mean, the course is designed in such a way that even a person who is entering into Paniniya Vyakarana should be able to understand it pretty easily. A general familiarity with a few basic concepts would be helpful, because I mean, learning everything new. So we will be at the beginning of the course, I'll be doing a quick recap of the basic concepts which we require, starting from the Maheshwara Sutra. So those are the concepts which will be required by everybody. Okay. So those are what we'll do, a quick recap. If you do not have any introduction, I mean, if there is anybody who is coming into Vyakarana for the first time and does not know Paniniya Vyakarana at all, my advice would be that there is a KSOU MA course which I did some time back, the first year MA course, which is available at sanskritfromhome.in. So please take up that course. The first few classes, there are some 4 or 5 introductory classes which cover the basics of Paninian system and the basic terms and all. So if you go through those 5 or 6 lessons, that should be more than enough to give an introduction. So apart from that, no previous knowledge of any of the prakaranas of the Kaumudi is not required. I mean, it is not assumed. Okay? If you already know it, it's very good, because it will be much more easier to understand. But it is not required to have studied, say, Kaumudi so far or so much for understanding this. Okay? One thing is, Singanta Prakarana is a completely different set, so it does not depend much on the previous factors. Second thing, in this method, I mean, going through the Ashtadhyayi, we will do it prakarana wise, so you should be able to understand it easily. The main factor, I repeat, is working out. From next class, every class we will have some form of the exercise or the other. If you keep working on those, that should be more than enough. Okay. So today we'll do a bit of, say, Apurva Siddhata. What are things which we'll study before we go into the actual Singanta Prakriya? Singanta Prakriyayaha Adhyayanat Purvam Kinchid Adhyetavyam Vyakaranasya Vishaye Paniniya Vyavasthayaha Vishaye. So these are all things which very basic. So people who already know this, please excuse. So we will do a quick recap for those who don't. Sutram Namakim Ashtadhyayi Ityukte Sutra Pathaha. Sutram Namakim Alpaksharam Asandigdham Saravad Vishvato Mukham Astobha Manavadyanta Sutram Sutra Vido Viduhu. It is Sutrasya Lakshanam. Sutram Namakim Chetha Shat Lakshanani Santi Etat Sarvam Yasmin Bhavati Tat Sutram. Sutram iti padam Nakevalam Vyakarane Prayujyate Anyesha Shastreshu Bharatiya Paramparaya Etat Vaishishtyam Yat Sarveshu Shastreshu Sutrani Vidyante. Sutra is the most effective way of conveying information in minimal words. Okay. So sutra, not a Vyakarana sutra, any sutra will have 6 characteristics. Alpaksharam, asandigdham, saravat, vishvatomukham, astobham, anavadyam. Alpaksharam, nama sankshiptam, yavanti, alpani, aksharani, bhavitumarhanti, tavanti, upayujyante. So to put it in as less letters, it's not even words, it's not using minimal words, it's using minimal letters. So there is a saying in regarding vayakaranas, ardhamatra ladhavena putrotsavam manyante vayakaranah. If it is possible to reduce what is being said by half a matra, okay, so vayakaranas treat it as being equal to a child being born. Okay, so that is the pradhanya which is given to compression. So alpaksharam Asandigdham Alpamuchyate Ityukte Sandigdhataya Uchyate Itina. The meaning should be clear. Sandeha Rahitam Yatra Sandehaha Na Bhaveho Tadrisham Api Bhavet. Saravat Gabhiram, it should have a lot of stuff in it. I mean, you do not create a sutra for telling something which is not deep. A sutra always conveys something which is deep and which is weighty. Vishvatomukham Vistrutopayogitvam Bahumukhyam Ekam Rupam Sadhayitum Ekam Sutram Kartum Nashakyate. बहूनि रूपाणि साधयितुम् एकस्य सूत्रस्य उपयोगः यथा स्यात् तथा सूत्रप्रणयनं कर्तव्यम्. सो दिस् वन् सूत्र विच् इस् टोल्ड् इन् अ काम्पाक्ट् वे शुड् बि एबल् टु अचीव् अ लाट्. दट् इस् इन् टर्म्स् आफ् व्याकरण इट् शुड् बि एबल् टु डिरैव् मेनी फार्म्स् आर् बि यूस्ड् इन् many contexts, not limited to a single context. There are sutras. It does not mean that there are no sutras which apply to a single form. In inevitable cases, there are sutras which are for a single form, etc. But as a general rule, as far as possible, it should be generalized. That is, a sutra should be applied across wide contexts. Alpaksharam asandigdham saravat vishvato mukham astobham vyarthamsharahitam. So this is again alpaksharam and astobham are mostly the same. I mean, you put it in minimal words is you cut out something, everything which is not essential for a sutra to operate. Anavadyam nirdushtam syat. When you're there are different kinds of doshas that can creep into lakshanas or sutras, like avyapti, ativyapti, asambhava, etc. there are different kinds of mistakes that can occur. So it should be correct and precise, that there should not be any mistakes. That is, you apply the rule and you end up with a wrong form. So such mistakes should be avoided. All these are the lakshanas which are to be seen in sutra. And Paninian sutras mostly incorporate most of these. That is why Paninian sutras are held in high esteem. Because sutra lakshanam, sutra lakshananugunam, sutrani pranitani, bhagavata paninina. Tatra sutra prabhedaha, katividhani sutrani bhavanti. Tatra api shadvidhani sutrani santi, samnyacha, paribhashacha, vidhihi, niyamayevacha, atideshodhikarascha, shadvidham sutra muchyate. Sutras are of six kinds. Samnya sutrani tani, yatra shastre upayuktani vishishtani padani tesham lakshanam abhidhiyate. So there are technical terms which are used in the shastra. Say if we come to vyakarana, we use a term called vriddhi. Sadharanataya bhashayam vriddhihi nama yedhate vardhate charthaha, to grow. Kintu vyakarana shastre vriddhi padena akara aikara ukaraha grishyante katham nyayate tadartham ekam sutram asti. So Panini has a sutra which defines the technical terms which are used here. Say vriddhiradaich. Vriddhihi nama at ait. Akara aikara ukaranam vriddhihi iti samnya vidhiyate. Etam etat samnya sutram. Paribhasha sutram. Sutrarthaha katham avagantavyaha. How do we interpret a sutra? If he says iko yanachi, ikaha yan achi, kahartaha katham nyayate. परिभाषासूत्रैः ज्ञायते. सूत्रे यदा काचन विभक्तिः उपयुज्यते तस्याः कोऽर्थः. सूत्रे आदेशः दीयते, कुत्र कस्य आदेशः भवति इत्यादि. सो हौ डु वि इण्टर्प्रिट् अ सूत्र, हौ डु वि अप्लै अ सूत्र, दोस् आर् वाट् आर् गिवन् बै परिभाषासूत्र. विधिसूत्र विधीयते iti vidhihi, the operative sutra, that which gives a particular process, that which defines a particular process. Say iko yanachi, replace ik with yan. So such sutras are called vidhi sutras. Niyama sutrani, niyama sutras are those which regulate the operation of the vidhi. Say they restrict its operation to a particular case. Say there is sanyogantasya lopaha, which says that a sanyoga at the end of a word will be deleted. So ratsasya, a niyama sutra says that following repha, only sakara will be deleted, nothing else. So it is restricting the application of sanyogantasya lopaha. That is an example of niyama sutra. Atidesha, we impose the properties of something on something else. Okay, that is called atidesha. Sthanimat adeshaha. An adesha will behave like the sthani. So the properties of sthani are imposed on the adesha. So this is called atidesha. Adhikara, as I said, is a rule which governs a long range of sutras. Say pratyayaha, it is the ashtadhyayaha, tritiyadhyaye, prathamapade, prathamam sutram, pratyayaha. So three chapters of the ashtadhyayi, third, fourth and fifth, all three chapters are covered by this adhikara, which means that everything that is told in three chapters is a pratyaya. So the sutra itself does not tell anything, it is just a heading. So it says pratyaya, everything that follows till the end of that adhikara is a pratyaya. So these are the six kinds of sutras. So before studying the sutra itself, we will have to study the samyas and paribhashas to understand what it means. And then using samyas and paribhashas, we study the other kinds of sutras. So before learning the Ashtadhyayi itself, we learn the letters or the varnas. Varnamala, matrika pathaha, prayena asmabhihi yatha adhiyate, saha matrika pathaha ityuchyate. So this is how we study the alphabet of Sanskrit at the beginning. Right? But Vyakarana uses a different ordering of the alphabets, which is what is put in the form of 14 rules, which we call the Maheshwara Sutras. Maheshwara Sutreshu, Yameva Varnamala, Bhinna Kramena Diyate. Okay. So, I hope all of you know the Maheshwara Sutras. If you do not, that is the first thing to learn. Okay. Without Maheshwara Sutras, without knowing Pratyaharas, it is impossible to study Vyakarana. Okay. So, I will cover this very briefly today. If you are not familiar with Maheshwara Sutras or not comfortable with using Pratyaharas, please go home and practice it for a week before next class. It's very, very important. Maheshwara Sutrani, Ayun Rulik Aong Ayouch, Aro Chatwari Sutrani. So everything marked in red, that is the last letter of each Maheshwara Sutra, is called It. We will see more about it later. So these four rules give the vowels or swaras of Sanskrit. A, E, U, R, L, A, O, I, O. So the vowels have many types and subtypes. Dirgha, Pluta, Anunasika, etc. But these are the nine vowels. Swaraha, Chattvari Sutrani, Tataha, Hayavarat, Lan, Nyamangananam, Jabhanya, Ghadhadash, Jabagadadash, Kapachatatha, Chatatav, Kapai, Shashasar, Hal. Iti Maheshwarani Sutrani, Chaturdasha. Atra, Eshu, Dashasu Sutreshu, Vyanjanani, Uchyante, Hakara Darabhya, Punaha Hakara Pariyantam. Tatra, Hayavara La, Hakaraha, Tataha Antasthaha, Yavara La. Tataha Anunasikaha, Vargasya Panchamaksharani, Varga Chaturthaha, Jabha Ghadhadha, Varga Tritiyaha, Jabha Ghadhadha, Varga Dvitiyaha, Kapha Chathatha, Varga Prathamaha, Chathatha Kapha, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 is the order. Ante Ushmanaha, Shasha Saha. Tatra Hakaradarabhya Shakara Paryantam Hash Iti Hayavarat Ityarabhya Jabagadadash Iti Paryantam Mridu Vyanjanani. Right? The third, fourth and fifth letters of each Varga Hayavarala. These are the Mridu Vyanjanas. Kapha Chathatha Chathatha Kapha and Shashasa. These are the Karkasha Vyanjanas. Okay. So there are two sets. There are different sets, as you can see. There are sets for Mridu Vyanjana, Karkasha Vyanjana, for Antasthas, Anunasikas, etc. So, the main purpose of Maheshwara Sutra and the Krama of the Maheshwara Sutra is to be able to take each of these groups together. Say there is a group called Swara. Even within Swaras, there are subgroups. So there are Vyanjanas, there are so many subgroups within the Vyanjanas. So how to denote these letters in short is the whole purpose of the Maheshwara Sutra, which is done by a pratyahara. Okay. So what is a pratyahara? Pratyahriyante sankshipyante anena iti pratyaharaha. Pratyaharas are those which help us to abbreviate letters. Okay. So each pratyahara will have two letters. Adivaranaha, itsamyakaha varanaha. So itsamya, in case of Maheshwara Sutras, the last letter of each sutra is called it. So you can join any letter with an itsamya letter to get a pratyahara. Say an. A e un ityatra akaraha asti. Ante itsamyakaha nakaraha. An iti ekaha pratyaharaha. Tena kim uchyate? A e u. Madhye ye varanaha. Adivaranaha itsamyakaha varanaha. Madhye ye varanaha. Tatha adivaranaha. All of them, the first letter and everything that falls in between is given by the pratyahara. So an is an abbreviation for a e u. Ach ityasti. Ayun rulak a ong I ouch. So ach pratyaharena kk varanaha grihyante a e u rul a o I ou. So the letters with it samya are not considered. Other than that, everything that falls in between is given by a pratyahara. So pratyahara is a means for abbreviating the letters. So there are some major, there are around 44 pratyaharas which have been used by Panini or the Vartikakara. So some of the major pratyaharas you have ach is the swaras. It refers to all the swaras. There is hal from hayavarat till the final lakara, which is the consonants. There is al, which is any letter from akara till hal. So all letters are given by the abbreviation al. So hash is mrudu vyanjanas. So there is a question on how they are defined as mrudu vyanjanas. It is hash, I mean it's a pratyahara. They are defined so because of an inherent property which they have during their uchcharana. If you study the there is something called sthana and prayatna. The art or the science of pronunciation has been very well studied in our shastras. There's Vyakarana and also Shiksha Shastra, which studies how these letters are pronounced, what is the effort taken, what is the place from which they originate in the mouth. So depending on that, these letters fall into one group which are called the mrudu vyanjanas. Okay. So the prayatna for them, it is defined on the basis of the effort which are required for pronouncing them. So the third, fourth and fifth letter of each varga and yara, lava, ha, they are called mrudu vyanjanas. Okay. Similarly, there is the opposite group called the karkasha vyanjanas, denoted by kar. Okay. The first and second letter of each varga and sha, sha, sa. These are called kar or the karkasha vyanjanas. So jash is a pratyahara for the third letter of each varga. So yan is ya, va, ra, la, gantasthas. Shal is for the ushma varnas, sha, sha, sa, ha. So these are some of the major pratyaharas which are used in Panini. There are 44 in total. So if you want to learn more about the Maheshwara Sutras and the pratyaharas, so as I said, please go to the KSOU MA first year course. So in the beginning, in the first few lessons, there is a very detailed discussion on Maheshwara Sutras and Pratyaharas. Okay, all Pratyaharas, all possible Pratyaharas, and this have been defined. Okay, so that is one question on what is the best way to learn Maheshwara Sutras. So no problem, I mean if you go through just one or two lessons, you should be able to understand about it. So there is another question. Is there any work by an Indian grammarian that discusses why Panini uses these particular it in each of these 14 sutras? I have not heard of any such work. And why a particular... There is widespread discussion on why he uses the same anubandha twice. There is nakara. There are only two things which repeat in the Maheshwara Sutras. One is the Hakara in Hayavarat and Hal. And in the Anubandhas, it is Nakara, which is used in Ayun and Lan. Okay? So those two things have been discussed. Why does he use them twice? So use of hakara twice is because it is a letter which falls in both kinds of groups. So there are different pratyaharas which we require hakara. So for that we use it. That has been well discussed. Why he uses nakara in two things is again he discussed, and there is a principle which we get out of it, vyakhyanato vishesha pratipattihi. So Panini indicates that sutra is, vyakhyana or commentary, especially by the bhashya, is pramana in understanding wherever there is a confusion regarding any of the sutras. Say you do a pratyahara like ann, is it with the nakara of ayun or is it with the nakara of lan? Similarly, when we say in, which is the one? Okay, so there is the, he has purposely used nakara twice to give rise to a doubt and to indicate that such doubts can be resolved through further commentaries as given in the bhashya. That is what we derive. But other than the other letters, I don't know of any discussion, why that particular letter has been used. Okay. Are there any other questions? So there's a question, how are they defined as mrudu consonants, and how, I did not understand what is intended by the question. Yes, Yogesha.
Yes. Namaste.
Sutra
Maheshwa Sutra Pradarshana Avasare Mrudvyanjanani Imanita Karkashabhyanjanani Sutra Mrudvyanjana Kechana Mahapranavantaha Varnaha Samavishtaha Tarihi Mahapranavantaha Varnaha Yedi Kuvanti Chedapit Mrudvyanjanam Asva Karkashabhyanjanam Ti Hedakaranam Kasam Bhavati Ti
Satyam Alpapranaha Mahapranaha Iti Bhinnaha Vibhagaha Mrudu Karkasha Vyanjanani Iti Bhinnaha Vibhagaha Varganam Dvitiya Chaturthaha Mahapranaha Anya Alpapranaha Kintu Varganam Tatra Bahya Prayatneshu Vivara Samvaraha Shvasaha Nadaha Ghoshaha Ghoshaha Ityadi Uchyate Tatraye Nada Aghosha Samvara Iti Yesham Prayatnaha Te Mrudu Te Varnaha Mrudu Varnaha Yesham Vivaraha Shwasaha Aghoshaha Te Karkasha Varnaha Athava Karkasha Vyanjanani Athaha Alpa Prana Mahapranasya Tasya Cha Sambandhaha Nasti. So that is a totally different. Alpaprana Mahaprana is a different Bahya Prayatna, and these are different Bahya Prayatnas. So based on these we classify into Mrudu and Karkasha. Based on just the Vayu, the amount of air, breath, we can classify them into Alpaprana and Mahaprana. So in both of those we have Alpapranas and Mahapranas.
That means Mrudu Yanjana and Karkasha Yanjana has nothing to do with breathing system while pronouncing the letters.
It is not the breath. It is other effort which is required in pronouncing them. So anya prashna ushmanah tareva shal shasha saha itetesham varnanam ushma varnah iti samya. We call them as ushma varna. Ushma means heat. When you pronounce shasha saha, when you hold a mirror in front of you, close to the mouth, you see that a fog is formed. It is because it is pronounced with force. So those varnas are called ushmana. Okay. So there's a question, can I explain Vivara, Samvara, Nada, Ghosha? Unfortunately, no. I'm also trying, looking for actual definitions of these bahya prayatnas. There are three sets: vivara, samvara, nada, shvasa, nada, ghosha, and aghosha. I have so far not been able to find a definition for these. I mean, we find definitions for the abhyantara prayatnas, why they are called so. But for the bahya prayatna, so far I do not know. I'll try to find out. I have been trying since a long time and I have so far not yet found out. We just know that some varnas are classified as this and some as that. So what exactly the prayatna means, I need to see. So we'll stop here for today. From next class, we'll study the construction of the Ashtadhyayi, how to understand sutras according to the Ashtadhyayi, and then we will see the basic samyas and paribhashas which are required for tingantas. I mean, for studying tingantas, we require some paribhashas and some samyas. So some of these we might have studied earlier, but we'll do a quick recap of what we require for tinganta, and then we'll start with the actual dhatus. Okay, sorry. There is one more question. The 11 bahya prayatnas. Yes, there are 6 of these. Vivara, samvara, shvasa, nada, ghosha, aghosha. There is udatta, anudatta, swarana, which is for the swaras. And there is alpaprana, mahaprana. They are the 11 bahya prayatnas. Enakshara samam nayamadhi gamya maheshwarat krishnam vyakaranam proktam tasmai paninaye namaha. Vakyakaram vararuchim bhashyakaram patanjalim paninim sutrakaram cha pranatosmi munitrayam. Yes, Paul, you have a question?
Yeah, I have this, I have this panini dhatu pataha is by Pushpa. Is that the one of the books you're talking about?
Yeah, she has 2 dhatu pathas. One is Mula dhatu patha. She has published 2. One is a Mula dhatu patha and the other is Prakriyanusara dhatu patha. So, I mean, one is in the order in which it is found in the dhatu patha. The other is she changes order according to how she divides them. So, the one how she divides them is what I was talking about. The other dhatu patha is also useful. Yeah, I think not. This one clearly says.
This one's pretty small.
No, that is also very small, but it's just a rearrangement of the dhatus. I mean, in according to how they form categories. So see if you can find them something. So there is one more question. Can we apply the bahya prayatnas to other language sounds? Yes, I mean all the prayatnas and sthana which are defined in the Shiksha Shastra have been found to apply across languages. I mean, it does not have to do anything with the language, it's just a sound. So, the sounds can be classified, they have been classified. Any language, you can apply these prayatnas. But more about how the particular Bahya prayatna is applied and what is the application in that particular language has to be thought. There's a question on the, yes, the class, and there's a question on the timings of class. The class is always on Sundays, morning 5:30 to 6:45 or 7 a.m. IST, okay, only on Sundays. Okay. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, there's no homework today. So first class you're let off. From next class we will have exercises for each class.